On the heels of President Trump saying the United States would take control of Gaza and turn it into the Riviera of the Middle East, Egypt has now stepped forward in an effort to lead the Arab world in rebuilding the war-torn strip. Egypt's plan would allow Palestinians to stay in Gaza without relocating to a nearby Arab country. The Jordanian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Ayman Safadi, said, "All of us in the Arab world are behind this plan. We can make it happen." Jordan and Egypt both have rejected the idea of nearly 2 million Palestinians leaving the region for good and finding refuge in their country. President Trump suggested earlier this week there is a parcel of land in Egypt where Palestinians might be able to go. The Gaza Strip is a 25-mile stretch of land that has been decimated by the war between Israel and Hamas since October of 2023. Trump has repeatedly said it is no longer habitable. However, Egypt is now launching a diplomatic effort to garner support for its plan. The Wall Street Journal reports the reconstruction would take up to 5 years, with the first phase aimed at providing shelter and restoring essential services. The report says Egypt is seeking public and private funding to pay for reconstruction with a donor conference to secure commitments likely taking place in the future. Egypt's foreign minister is quoted by ABC News as saying that any solution should address the root cause of the conflict by ending Israel's occupation of Palestinian land and implementing a two-state solution as the only path to stability and coexistence among the region's peoples. However, Middle East experts say a Palestinian state will not be a precondition for reconstruction. There are still many questions to be answered about the Egyptian plan, including what role the terror group Hamas would have in Gaza and who would be in charge of security. Egypt will host a summit of Arab leaders beginning February 27th to specifically discuss the Palestinian issue.